We are grooving in the studio. We don't even have to wait for tonight, this afternoon. We are reclaiming this song. Let's groove this afternoon for Jam Master Session with Angie Murenga. This is my remix. Welcome to the Jam on 98.4 Capital FM. I'm so excited to start this conversation with our Jam Master in studio, Angie Murenga. Karibu sana.
Thank you so much. I'm having so much fun. I can't believe it. It's so amazing.
Na bado.
Hey, bado, I'm telling you, it's really, really lovely to be here.
I'm so happy you were able to say yes to our invitation.
Yes, I did.
And we were able to find the date that worked for all of us.
Yeah.
And you're here.
And I'm here.
So I want to, you know, we have to do those things, political events happen. You know, all protocols observed. Mm. Apologies from Martin Karioki, who really wanted to be here and be challenged, you know, by you, but receive his greetings. And on his behalf, I will ask our first question,
okay,
which is typically the following.
Uh-huh.
Who are you?
Wow.
Mm. Wow, indeed.
Wow, indeed. I think I'd like to say I'm a very purpose-driven,
mm-hmm,
highly motivated,
mm-hmm,
very driven individual, and who I share a lot of love. I have a lot of myself to give.
Yes.
And that's what I do. So I'm a sharer. I'm a giver. I really enjoy life. And I wanted to say I'm young. I'm young at heart, you know. I feel young and vibrant and awake.
Hey.
And ready to deliver.
And to deliver.
To the world. Yeah.
Come on,
and I'm
somebody
here to play my part.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Are we not doing that as humans?
I think a lot of people don't. I don't know why this comes to mind, but
yeah,
every time I walk into a shop or something, people look so sad. I'm always asking, what happened? Somebody died. What is it?
Mm.
Or if I call a number and some supposed to be somebody on there, I said with customer service, I'm like, first of all, that's not how you answer the phone. You see now? Now I start with me. So I'm like, hey, please. And then energy. Where's the energy?
Yeah.
So I find people are not living energized, vibrant, full lives.
Yes.
But maybe, you know, it could be a sum total of many things. I think sometimes we're dissatisfied with our lives.
Yes.
But when we look back, we have a lot more than we think we do.
We think.
And we don't appreciate what we have. And it's important for us to. So may I live life out loud.
Yeah.
You know, be happy with every moment. Mm. You know, they even said, the English said, every cloud has a silver lining. You know,
yes,
even if there's a cloud, look at the silver lining. What's right to this picture or this situation? So I find that we don't many times.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the solution then? Because I do see that one of the things you do is that you coach. You are a certified executive leadership and life coach.
Mm.
I want to ask, you know, how is that different from, let's say, therapy? Okay, and I'm asking that because I realize, especially on the back of, you know, this last 24 months of COVID, this ringer that COVID took us through, more people are embracing talking to somebody else.
Mm.
And even though there was possibly some stigma around it, what's the difference? Are they the same thing? Do you think there's an element of counseling and coaching and therapy? Or what would you say the main difference is between the work you do and somebody who would say, I need to talk to a therapist?
Okay, first of all, I was one of those people. Let me just be saying here.
Yes.
Me, I said, me, therapy, never. Who are those people who go to therapy?
Talk to somebody?
About what? I will talk to myself or I'll talk to Jesus.
Yes.
Anyway, I was one of those people who was like, never, ever.
Yes.
Let me tell you. Hey, therapy has
there
really
come
helped.
A time.
Hey, they come a time now. I think the pressure of COVID, and then for me, my daughter were transitioning. She wants me to. She likes to call it evolving. I'm like, wow, evolving.
Mm-hmm.
So she was, and it's true. We were evolving. So
yes,
she was becoming a young adult.
Yes,
I'm trying to hold on.
Yes,
I'm being who I am, and it's driving her crazy.
Yes.
And so also we engaged in a lot of what's the word? This won't fight a lot, but disagreements.
Disagreement. You agreed to disagree.
We agreed to disagree, but it was
on
numerous occasions. But it was very, when I say now, maybe painful, but it was very, when I look back now, it was very eye-opening. And it's exactly what I needed to do.
Okay.
So that's what took us to therapy.
Okay.
So first we went as individuals, and then
yes,
I went together, and that helped. So I think therapy is important. And right now I'm in a season where I'm really urging people to get help.
Okay.
You know, we've been through trauma, first of all, June.
You
don't
have.
Understand. And you know, trauma comes, we just embrace, we move on.
Yeah.
Because there's no time. There's no time to react.
We don't even
to the trauma. Who has time to break down right now? We can't break down. So we keep moving. So we have ice field, layers and layers and layers and layers of trauma. So there comes a time when you have to deal with it.
Okay.
So therapy and coaching are not the same thing. Because therapy is dealing with self, speaking about self, talking about whatever it is that's causing you trauma. Mm. And you know, it's also complicated because, I don't know, your view on the trauma and or perspective and somebody else's perspective may not be the same. So I may say something that I may tell you, this is what is traumatizing me, but you are like, please don't be serious, you know, get over it. But it's actual trauma to me. So I think that's why it's important to see a therapist, because they understand. And then I think there's a science behind it. There's the clinical expression of it all. So, and it's about understanding the psyche, understanding the brain, the emotions, how we process, and our, even our personalities, because they'll come into it.
Okay.
So coaching, for me, I think coaching is about listening to what people want to say, and creating timelines around what it is they want to achieve, but letting the solutions come from within. Because I'm telling you, we have solutions galore within
inside us,
but we don't. We sometimes rarely express them. We think it's a pipe dream, like that's just way out there. It's never gonna happen. But it keeps nudging you. It keeps coming back, it keeps occurring, and you wonder, what is this all about? So coaching is about, for me, is getting out of you what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
So for me, I'm able to coach potential. That's what I think.
Okay.
I'm able to draw potential out of you, and I'm in a season of coaching people's visions to life. So I can see the vision, I can see what you can't see, but I can't tell you what it is, but I can listen, I can ask questions,
articulate,
and then you can create the timelines within which you want to achieve certain things, and then we begin to move. So I think that's what coaching does. Coaching creates movement.
Okay.
But therapy allows you to deal with a trauma that we have all been through.
Okay.
Things have traumatized us. Life experiences, they have traumatized us, and we can't ignore it anymore.
You can say that again.
We need healing.
Okay.
Capital FM.
Music these days, man, it's really, I don't know, I have comments. What do you think? Do you think music has changed over time to be a good thing or a bad thing?
Yes, I told you, when I don't even know what is happening on the music scene, how shocked I was. I was like, what? I've become my parents. What? I am so lost in terms of what's happening out there.
Yeah.
But I guess it's something that happens with age, you know? When we're in our 20s, we're into the music scene. We know what's happening, where it's happening. Even in high school, we used to write all the songs. You know, we'd write them out. I don't have that energy now, number one. But, you know, I'll be bopping my head. But I don't necessarily know the song.
Yes.
But I can, you know, some of them are so familiar, you're like, okay.
At least you can bop along to them.
I can bop along to them, but
don't ask
me questions after that.
We're in studio with our Jam Master, Angie Murenga, a certified coach, executive leadership and life coach, and a member of the International Coaches Federation. You're also an ordained minister of the gospel. You've written some books. You're an author. You're a mentor, an inspirational speaker, and a mother. And you've talked to us a little bit about your journey with your daughter. So I want to ask you how your conversations, because I have attended a few of your sessions, let me call them that, and I really enjoy the most when you speak to people about, like, relationships and the work that we have to do on ourselves. And I wonder, are we doing the work? Are we doing the work to be our best possible selves? And is this possibly what made you say, I've seen a gap here, let me help people be the best? Can you coach me to be a great wife or great girlfriend?
Definitely. But and it also starts with being a person.
Yeah.
Because the whole idea, I think you're talking about, recently we had this conversation with Dr. Oscar about a relationship through a man's eyes.
Yes.
And this was for women. And usually he talks to men. So this was his first time to engage with women.
Oh my goodness.
Usually he says no, but he said yes. Hallelujah. Thank God.
Thanks, Dr. Oscar.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Oscar. Big shout out. So we gathered 100 women in a room.
Yes.
And we had this amazing conversation. What I love about that is their eye-opening.
Yes.
You saw, I had once, I like to give credit when I hear stuff. I think I had, I've forgotten his name. Somebody say conversations that start movement. Because you need to have conversations that spur you into action.
True.
Like, what's the decision I'm going to make after listening to this? And it's something that I do with my own life. Like, even how I got into coaching, although I think I've coached all my life without knowing, especially when
calling it that,
was I attended a program on women in leadership. And when I attend some of that, I have to come out with a takeout. What's my takeout? What am I going to take out of this? And it was coaching. And so that's how I engaged in it. So definitely, so relationships, I feel like for me where I am, because I feel everybody has their own scope of influence. Mm. I'm not called to influence the world. There are people who are called to influence the world, but that's not who I'm called to be. So I'm called to influence a scope. And my scope is women, especially who are rising. They're rising into positions. You know, they're growing in leadership. And they can be at different levels of the rung. They don't have to be at the corporate top. They could be at the bottom.
Middle management. But first, running the kitchen.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Families. Yes. Running any woman who can navigate a family, yeah, that is serious business. You know,
agreed,
that you're multitasking so many things. But so the whole idea is to talk about trauma. That was the whole idea.
Mm.
And one of the greatest areas of trauma is relationships.
Mm.
Whether they're relationships with what do you call them? A spouse, maybe, yes, erotic relationships,
a partner,
intimate. That's
erotic,
good.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of different words.
It's,
yeah,
okay. I,
it's
like
all right.
Erotic.
It's good. It's good. Erotic is a good word. So, or whether their relationships are parental relationships, it's just, yes, relationships, friends. A lot of us have trauma around relationships, but this one was about a relationship between a man and a woman.
Mm.
And the different reactions, but it was through a man's eyes.
Yes.
Because remember, perspective is important.
Kabisa.
Where I'm standing, what I'm seeing, and what you're seeing are two different perspectives. And that's what Dr. Oscar was really, he was really able to paint it.
Yeah.
And I like when light bulb moments go off in people's
and you see the
space,
light
and you can see the light bulb going on. You're like, oh, okay. And then so there was behavior change as well.
Yes.
Which is so important, because people wrote to me after, said, okay, now I see
what
I see what I've been doing, or I see how I've been treating my spouse, or I see when he's saying this what he means.
Yeah.
So because it's from a man's perspective.
Yes.
And I always say, you can't be a man. I can't be a man.
It's true.
I'm a woman. You be who you are. Stop trying to be something else. And I like an opening statement that he made. He said, you know, men are broken and you don't fix them. Don't try to fix them. Because as women, are we not the fixers? There was even that show that I never watched.
Yeah.
There was a show about a fixer. There was a fixer somewhere. What was that show about? But women love to fix.
Yes.
And I love that he started.
Scandal.
Yeah, it was scandal.
Yes.
When he started and said, you cannot fix. Leave them. They are broken.
My
help them. Help each other get through the process. But I think when you become a better person, you immediately, first of all, attract better people.
Yes.
Or if you're already in a relationship, you become a better person. So it's about being a better person. And yes,
at the core, that is the thing.
That is
triggers.
The thing. That's,
yes,
at the core who we are.
Yes.
And then again, you see now this trauma situation, yeah? We are who we are because of our experiences.
Mm.
But we can be different in an experience. It's a difficult process. I don't know how it happens. I think it happens over time where you can decide, do I react in A or do I react B? I have control over the situation. Somebody else reminded me the other day. They told me, you're allowing that person to take control over the situation. I was like, that's a good wake-up call.
Mm.
Because the one common, the person I can control
is you.
Is me.
Yes.
So that's it.
Yes.
Everything else pales in comparison. And also relationships also are difficult because of the context in which they're placed.
Mm.
You know, when you're younger, you're playing to a much wider audience. As you get older, the audience gets
narrows.
They're like a speck. Like what? No.
But also more discerning, would you say? Like
very
fewer,
much.
But more like they'll challenge you a little bit more.
Yeah, but you see now your reaction.
Yeah.
You know when you have a crowd.
Yeah.
Your reaction now has to be played to the, when you're playing to the reaction of the crowd.
Mm.
Now you know you have to react differently concerning these relationships because you gotta show people, huh? But when you get older and wiser, there's no one to show.
Mm.
So you sort of relax. Relax the mind, the body.
Everything.
Relax everything.
And
then think about this. Slowly process it over time and then understand the power of relationships. I think I'd also like to say this.
Yes.
Relationships are powerful.
Yeah.
They are so powerful and so key to your movement in life that you really must think through them carefully.
Yeah.
And before you, I liked one statement I also heard, don't cut what you can untie. You must leave things tidy.
Ooh.
You can't burn your bridges. You never know when you're gonna. You must leave enough room to be able to engage in the,
yes,
conversation with a person.
Because cutting, that's you have severed.
That's it. You've severed. Now it's going to require,
yes,
stitching. But if I take something and I just untie it and leave it there, and then also time is a healer as well, and time defines things very differently. So if you give things time. First of all, the perspective can change after 2 or 3 years. Maybe you can start seeing somebody else's perspective.
Mm.
Like maybe why did this happen?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you leave it tidy and untied, then it's good, you know. But if you cut it, if you sever it,
That creates a whole other another problem.
That is now a big problem.
A whole another problem.
Yeah.
Capital FM.
How you guys doing? It's Wednesday. It's a hump day. And we're here to help you get over the hump because it's the shortest week ever. But today was the fake Monday. And hopefully you got some things done or some plans. I've just been reminded that today is May 4th. So therefore, may the 4th be with you for all you Star Wars and otherwise fans. Me, those things like Star Trek, Star Wars, it's not something I ever watch. So may the 4th be with you though, you know. And I mean it truly from the bottom of my heart. In studio, our Jam Master, Angie Murenga, walking us through just how we need to do the work, I think ultimately is what I'm hearing from you, and being unafraid to do so. I was thinking through some of the guests who've come through as Jam Masters, and when we asked them what their biggest regret is, a lot of them referenced missed opportunity for either the reason that it was presented and they didn't think they were at that stage, they didn't think they were worthy of it, or they thought they had figured, and in fact, how can you take me back there? But I thought that was an interesting common response to that question, and I wonder if, you know, your last intervention, you were sharing how we have to do the work on ourselves. So even in the context of relationships, a man and a woman in a romantic setting, that person being, you know, hurt or damaged or traumatized will manifest in a way, even in an office scenario. And so I think I want to ask you, what is it that you would share as your experience, even from the people you have had the opportunity to coach, that is a recurring issue that then we start to see in our professional lives as well?
Okay, so a common trait. Fear is a big one.
Okay.
It's interesting that you said that. I'm really surprised because you've had some serious jam people on the Jam
Masters.
Yes,
we have.
Very successful people.
Yes.
So missed opportunities.
Yes.
So people, I think fear is a big one, and procrastination as well.
Fear and
people
procrastination.
People love to put things off, you know.
Yes.
And they can present all sorts of obstacles before opportunities.
Yes.
Some we create ourselves, you know. I don't know. And it's also personality. Me, I can have 15 reasons why I should not even try to attempt to go in that direction.
Yes.
So I think fear of failure, fear of being wrong.
Yes.
Fear of trying and not succeeding.
Yeah.
I don't know where humility comes into that, you know, because maybe of the part where you said, you know, how can you, you know, maybe with you were important, so you think, how can you take me back there? But, you know, opportunities are something else. They are so precious. And I always say, it's like, even if you, let's say you're looking for work, and you're invited to interviews, which sometimes maybe you feel they're beneath you, or you feel that's not the way I want to go, or you've been invited for an interview, I think you should go. Because you never know what kind of opportunity that will create. That's how you create your networks, your partnerships. That's how you're in somebody's mind. So when something comes up, a role maybe that is bigger, better, your name, they already know you.
So you're saying go for that interview, whether you get this job or not, go for it. Or whether you want this job or not, go for the interview.
Yes. And okay. I think if it's in your path, if it's this is something that you'd like to do,
yeah.
Or even that you were invited. Let's say somebody honored you with an invite. Because you're saying now, maybe you start saying, how can they take me back there? You
know? Like moving to a different country, but taking a step down in terms of your role. But it's the opportunity to go and lead a team, even though it's like one level down, for example, in country X.
So let me see. Something has come to mind. I used to work at a hotel not so far from here. But before I got there, my brother-in-law, Davey, told me, I was debating about whether I'm going to take this job or not.
Yes.
And he told me take it because of the opportunity
that
it's going to provide.
Yes.
It's a whole different experience because I was running my own business. That had failed. Now I needed to go back into employment.
Into employment,
and then
yeah.
I was like, no, this job is not, I don't know.
It
but it was.
Me.
It turned out to be, that's where I got my next job, actually, that completely took me out of hospitality and into sales and marketing.
So, you've had this sort of corporate experience as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I've done, I did, I managed hotels for 17 years.
Yes.
And then I did FMCs.
FMCGs.
Fast moving consumer goods.
Those ones.
Yes. For 4 years. Okay. And it's a brand of coffee that I love until today and had a lot of great experience in it. So, if you talk about the corporate world, it's been 21 years. Yeah, but I did. And it's important to take up because you don't know what it's, I don't want to call it a stepping stone, but you don't know what it's a path.
Two.
You don't know who you're going to meet. So that's where on the terrace of that particular restaurant is where I met my opportunity that actually got me out of hotels because I was really tired of hospitality and took me into sales and marketing.
Okay.
And that was extremely exciting.
There's a response to a statement you made earlier that I want to share because we like responses, so
responses
keep them coming.
Uh-huh.
And it was a reference to, you know, that women like to fix, you know.
Mm.
And so the comment is, women are not the fixers, they are the breakers. What's your comment on that?
First of all, you see, now that's perspective. Now
that's
somebody who has been hurt or has been broken. But I think women like to fix. We like to nurture. We like things to move in a certain direction. So now that he says that women are breakers, I guess in his situation, something has been broken or women have broken him. But I would, it's a him. Is it a him?
It's
or
a him.
So
it's a him.
I'd really love him. I'd urge him to, you know, take a look, deep look into himself, heal self, you know, so that you don't get into those kind of situations. And you see that perspective, because we talk about relationships, might affect future relationships or relationships with all those kind of people. Have you ever seen some people react to you and you wonder, I don't even know you, why you're reacting to me like this? It's because you remind them of somebody or an experience
that
or you look
through.
Like something that you went through. So you see, now that's trauma right there. He needs to deal with that because whoever broke him or whichever women broke him, he needs to fix that so that that's not his perspective that women are breakers.
Yeah.
Because he has to engage with them somehow.
And maybe then speak to the woman who is trying to fix but maybe takes the wrong path. And that is there a scenario where I could be really willing to fix a scenario, a person, a situation, and then I end up breaking? Could that be your intention starts out good?
Definitely. You know, my daughter always says, I'm always sharing her stories.
Yeah.
But for her, like one of the things she was saying is that I am over, I'm drowning her with love. I'm like,
it's
who
too much.
Can be drowned with love? What do you mean? That my love is overwhelming. That is completely crazy. So here I am trying, I'm not fixing, but I'm loving and doing what I do as a mom. And now you're saying that it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
What is that exactly?
Yes.
So it can, because now it's perspective, isn't it?
Yes.
I'd not gotten to the point where I'm thinking, okay, I've got to let go of this child. I've got to let her do her thing. And my fixing is love. I'm trying to love you, but you don't want my love. So, okay, let me step back. But it's not like that. But it's like, she's saying it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's drowning
like,
me.
Tone it down
leave
a little
me
bit.
Alone.
Yes.
So that's a situation where you're trying to fix something or to continue create something that's growing. But maybe in that situation, what I needed, and it's true, not maybe, is to take a step back.
Yes.
And to allow her to be.
Yes.
So I don't know that that answers your question.
Okay. Well, it answers my question for sure.
Mm.
I hope our dear listener is answered as well.
Mm.
Keep your comments coming in. Of course, there's never enough time for these conversations. And I feel like we need to continue them and like take one day and just do relationships, take a second day. And I'm so curious about some of what Martin's comments would be about some of these things. Because, you know, we are now two hot chicks talking.
Mm.
And remembering, and I really appreciate you sharing what the session you had with Dr. Oscar about giving us that male perspective from that point of view. Okay, so even as we prepare to wrap, I think there's two things I'd like you to share with us.
Mm-hmm.
A, if somebody feels, because I've noted that you've done quite a bit of work, I went through your Just Angie, your website, and even as you write some of these books, which are, I think you refer to some of them as manuals to help you sort of through the steps.
Mm.
And I've seen that you've done some work with some big corporates to help their leadership teams. Where can we find you? If somebody's listening right now and says, I would like Angie to come talk to my team in my office, because I do think it's going through a thing and maybe we need to place our vision clearly. Where can you be found? That's
so you
the
find
first
me
one.
Social media. I'm amazed this is at social media, isn't it?
Yes.
And Instagram, Angie Murenga, I'm there, and also on Facebook. And then if you want to learn more about me, you can go to Just Angie, which is on Facebook and YouTube. So I've been doing content for 4 years.
Yes.
There's 4 years of content there. I'm about to start again.
Yes.
Which addresses different things. So you can go and look at the content that's there. And find me on Instagram or Facebook.
And YouTube
and
as
I
well.
I am there on YouTube. And so Just Angie Kenya for the Facebook and for the YouTube.
Okay.
And then Angie Murenga for IG and for Facebook.
Okay.
Just send me a message.
The second thing is how much of a role do you think religion plays in some of these discussions? Do you feel, I know you're grounded and you're centered there.
Mm.
And I wonder if there's somebody who's not really a church person, let's say, who says, but why should I go for this thing if it's going to be, if it's going to have a religious leaning, let's call it that. Because I do think they're important conversations. And if we're not having them in the context of a house of worship or a community of worship, then where do people then go? So how much of an influence do you think that has had?
Well, I don't know, because faith is important to me.
Yes.
But anybody who engages me will tell you I'm not religious.
Okay, okay.
So
there's a difference between faith
and being
and religious. That's
because
a good
now you hold people, there's also religious rituals and performances and acts. No, I think I'm a very vulnerable, authentic person.
Okay.
And that's not we're not bashing you. That's not the idea. They are faith-based, but even like if you look at... even like Women Rising, which we had recently.
Yes.
And we have another event on the 25th of June just to continue because Dr. Oscar did not finish.
I can imagine he didn't.
Oh, gosh, he didn't finish. The women were going crazy.
And I must be at this one. You said
you
it's
must
the 20 what?
25th of
25th
June.
25th of
we're going
June.
Now, he comes, he recaps, then we go into part two. You know, it was like doing surgery when we're awake. What? Oh, my Lord. But it was good. I think, and also it's important to hear these conversations.
Yes.
So at that event, nobody mentioned religion. Anywhere,
yes.
There was no religion mentioned.
Reference.
It's
yeah.
just that I think my stand is an anchor is a good word that you said.
Yes,
I am anchored on the foundation of God. But
yes.
I've prayed for Muslims. Mm-hmm. I've talked to them, even with Hindus.
Mm.
That's not who I'm not into bashing you with my faith.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, what I think draws people, and I can say that in humility. Is that faith?
Okay.
Is to see that faith and to see the strength, the courage,
and how it presents in
itself
this
in
other
me
side.
And expresses itself in me and others.
Yeah,
that's what draws people.
Okay,
so we're not about we're real talk, real what. Some of these conversations we'd never even have them. I don't think.
I agree.
If we were not, we're not saying it's a faith based. Event because we do Unstuck, we have Women Rising, we do Men Impacting Differently. Yes, we are, for us our faith is anchored, but that doesn't, we don't lock anybody out, and we are not, even at those events, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about real things, real life, authentic conversations around relationships and how they're affecting us, what we need to do, how we need to improve them. Right now we're talking about trauma.
Yeah.
How do we deal with our trauma?
How do we recognize it? And it's what you were saying earlier. I feel like there are days I've looked at my calendar and said, do I have time to cry today? No, I don't. Because if I start, it might be 2-3 hours and I don't have that time. I have 30 minutes. Is it enough? No. Okay, let's try and reschedule it for next week. And then next week becomes... So you're very right. It's a thing we've not been... equipped or taught how to embrace and deal with.
And then you're talking even about crying. People are going through major life situations, let's say divorce, separation.
Yes.
And you don't even have time.
Yeah.
We don't have time to deal with that story. Now we have children to look after.
Yes.
Mortgages to pay.
Yes.
You know, work to get to.
Yep.
Deadlines at work. You don't have time to deal with issues. And that's why I think therapy is important. And like I was sharing with you earlier, I believe COVID brought it to the front. Mm. I think COVID was good for us because it helped us to put things in perspective and face life, even death. You know, I remember the first time when the whole story came out, I was like, Quisha, now we are going. We better be ready. Are we ready to go? Leave this planet. What is going to happen? So you know, first you have to take your part.
Yeah,
and we are here.
You don't know. Okay, we're here after 2 years,
last month, but we cannot believe it because at first we thought that's it. We're done. The world is done. Yeah. So there's this also fear, and you'd even wonder people even who have faith. You are fearing to go. Going is going. One day we all have to go. So
it's so true.
But it turned us. I feel like the world is like a tailspin. Like COVID turned us. We had now to have serious thoughts with self. You know, who are the, what have I left around me? Stuff like that.
Okay. Angie, thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
For even just sparking some of these conversations. My mind is reeling. I'm just like, ooh, and what about, ooh, and what about? And I'm sure our listeners feel the same way. So I want to thank you on my behalf and their behalf for joining us on Jam Masters. I'm sure we will see if we can get you back in and continue the conversations and share the information about 25th of June so we can post that on our socials as well.